Good morning, my lovely brothers and sisters of Great City. This is Seth. How's your Lent going? Mine's going good too. God is revealing a lot of things. And we could talk about that later. But for today's Lent reflection, we are going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 through 13. Here it goes. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and they all passed through the sea. They were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings to us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. There's one thing I've been thinking a lot lately, is that temptations are not always black and white. Sometimes they are kind of gray. There seems to be a debatable middle ground. To give you one example how this Satan's sneaky trick worked on me. When I first moved to Portland, I was trying to figure out my community, my social circle. And because I was in urgent need to find friends, I started hanging out with friends who would do things that, you know, don't honor God. And I thought I could stay holy even when I'm surrounded by, this is not to say they're evil, but at the same time, friends who don't follow Jesus and don't have commitment to stay holy, I thought I could stay holy amongst those friends. So we started out with just hanging out with them. You know, they sound nice, they don't kill anyone, they don't harass anyone. They just like to party, you know, do drugs, but I'm not gonna do that, so I'll be fine. And I really thought I was going to be fine until I found myself hanging out at a strip club with them. I never had a desire to even step into a strip club. I'd never been to a strip club in my life until I entertained the thought that somehow I could withstand the temptation. The verse 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. It took me a while to admit this, but I'm not that exceptional. I'm not that strong. And I really need God's help to overcome temptation and my own selfish desire. There's one thing that God's called me to reflect on throughout the scripture is to practice spiritual discipline. I don't see discipline as something that God uses to punish me or something that's full of pain. Rather, it's a humble and desperate gesture to entirely submitting my desire to God and kneeling down before Him, because frankly, I'm not capable of doing this by myself. I believe that having the discipline to humbly and desperately asking for help, asking for God's help, is what would make me to be more like Christ in my daily walk. So let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to share my share what's been on my heart with my brothers and sisters. Thank you for Jacob for putting this together. And I pray that may this my silly sharing and reflection can encourage my brothers and sisters to humbly and desperately kneel down in front of you with me. As we start our day, give us strength and discipline to overcome our desires. Your precious name I pray. Amen. Love you all. Amen. Love you all.